Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Signature Global (India) Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome you to the Signature Global (India) Q3 FY24 results call. Today, from the management, we have with us Mr. Pradeep Kumar Aggarwal, the Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Lalit Kumar Aggarwal, the Vice Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Ravi Aggarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devender Aggarwal, the Joint Managing Director and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Rajat Kathuria, the Chief Executive Officer, and the rest of the team. I'd now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Adhidev. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the earnings conference call for Signature Global, covering the third quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2023. We hope that you have had a chance to review the company's financial performance detail for Q3, press release, and investor presentation available on our website and stock exchanges. Let's understand some macro aspects of the India economy first. The government's ambitious goal of transforming India into a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is prepared to create a conducive environment for the expansion of the overall economy and the real estate sector as well. The third quarter saw a positive shift in investment sentiment as the nation continued its step toward becoming an economic powerhouse, notably prior to the upcoming elections. Even in the recent interim budget, Finance Minister highlighted the government's commitment toward the home ownership of the middle class. In her speech, her budget speech, the FM stated a housing scheme would be announced soon targeting the middle class, extending to those living in rented houses with the aim of enabling the construction or purchase of their own homes. This initiative is expected to further boost the mid-income housing and affordable housing sector. Moreover, with the economic scenario improving and the average real income of the individual witnessing a 50% increase, optimistic expectations abound for the real estate sector to thrive across all segments. In a favorable development to the government, firm focus is on infrastructure development, reflected in the 11.1% increase in the expenditure for the infrastructure in interim budget. Impressively, the country's growth for the last quarter exceeded expectations, clocking in the 7.6%. The robust performance led the International Monetary Fund to upwardly revise India's GDP growth forecast for both FY24 and FY25. The Reserve Bank of India recent upward revision of the forecast to the 7% for the fiscal year 2024 assured that India remains a shining flame in the fast-changing global economic landscape. This foundation of the economy stability and growth is further proved by the robust performance of the Indian real estate market. Gurugram stands out a dynamic real estate market, especially in the NCR, contributing significantly to the residential supply. According to the latest Magic Brick report, Gurugram has experienced a remarkable 43% growth in its average real estate rate over the last 8 quarters. This substantial increase not only reflects the market strength, but also points out its sustained and the robust nature. Millennium City witnesses a remarkable 13.8% quarter-on-quarter rise in the last quarter, advocating Gurugram's key role in the NCR real estate sector. In the current economic scenario, Signature Global is strategically positioned to leverage the unfolding opportunities. Our track record includes steadily achieving operational milestones in the recent years. We were dedicated to sustain this momentum in coming quarter. The company has delivered over 8 million sq ft, and our ongoing projects are around 17 million sq ft. Signature Global forthcoming projects are over 28 million sq ft, mainly focusing on mid-income housing. Moving on to the financial and operational performance of the company, Signature Global achieved best-ever 9-month FY24 pre-sale performance with a reported growth of 41.4%. The realization of the period also grew 30.7% to the ₹9,800 per sq ft. Significantly encouraging company profitability, strong pre-sales and realization numbers added our company to have a net profit of 21.8 million against the losses of in the earlier quarter. This is a significant milestone for the company. We believe the robust housing demand from Gurugram or suburbs, which are the focus of our operations, would be help us to continuously delivering value to our shareholders, investors and customers. Thank you for your attention, and we look forward to your continued support and engagement. I will now hand over to our CEO, Mr. Rajat Kothuria, for sharing financial performance in detail. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Morning, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining us this Monday morning, first thing. So thanks a lot, and I'll like to go a little deeper into some of the key operational and financial aspects, and then, you know, happy to take up any questions. So the sales tend to be good. I think we are going through a fairly good phase wherein a lot of supply which is being created by the company is getting absorbed at a fairly comfortable pace, and this is happening across our portfolio of projects. So stepping back a little, you know, if we really look at our sales growth over the last 2 years, you know, we grew from about 1600 odd crores of sales, which was done in back in fiscal year 21. We doubled it by fiscal year 23. We took it up to about 3400 odd crores. And this year also, we took up a target to achieve about 4,500 odd crores, which is about 30% higher than the previous year. So, you know, by and large, we are fairly comfortable in stating that, you know, we stick to that guidance and we look fairly comfortable in achieving it. So if you look at the first 9 months itself, we've crossed 3,100 odd crores of sales. This is about 70% of the annual target. Breaking it down a little further, we sold about 3,135 units of homes or retail shops, which averaged about a crore each. So very much playing that, you know, mid-income theme, you know, across project, across our portfolio of projects. So, you know, for about this 3,100 odd crores of pre-sales, we sold roughly similar number of, you know, units. So sales has been good. This was deconcentrated. So if I look at the projects, we made these sales across 6 or 7 of our projects. Top 6 projects contributed more than 80% of the sales, and you know, it's kind of a comfortable run at various you know, locations or micro markets within Gurgaon. If we look at the geography, most of these sales came from the Gurugram region. You know, about 95% of the sales were done in the Gurugram region. About 5% came from the Sohna region. And as this entire 9 month block, we clocked a growth of almost 41% over the previous year, which is quite staggering, you know, sort of a growth number. So our intent remains same on a, you know, forthcoming projects basis, that we continue to do, you know, mid-income housing, play across the spectrum, you know, these homes which are in 1 crore to 3 crore sort of range, and across various micro markets, you know, we intend to, you know, sell similar sort of products only. As far as collections are concerned, I think they were also fairly robust. We clocked more than 2,100 odd crores of collections during the first 9 months. This was more than a 50% rise in collections over the same period past year. And we are in a fairly comfortable position to achieve our annual guidance of about 2,900 odd crores of operating cash flows. We've already done about 72%. Both sales and collections are growing on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So one, there is an annual increase, and second, there's a quarter-on-quarter increase, which shows like a systemic change, you know, in the housing market on a continuous basis. You know, we are seeing an uptrend in both of these key business parameters. Also, to add on, as a thumb rule, we've witnessed about an operating surplus being created in the company, which is about roughly 35% of the operating cash flows. So even during this 9 month period, we achieved about 36% operating surplus of about 756 crores. This is the operating surplus, which is available for either growth or distribution purposes. But this somehow, you know, it's more of a thumb rule, but, you know, it tends to be in this range of 35 odd percent, you know, even in the previous period. If we jump on to the portfolio, the way it stands, and you know, so the ongoing portfolio, as Sridhi mentioned, is at about 17 odd million square foot, of which about 30% is in the AHP category, the affordable homes category, and about 70% is in the mid-income category. So while we've pivoted a little more towards mid-income, but, you know, these are projects which we are completing, and we are very hopeful of completing them in the rightful timeline. So this 17 million square foot is under development. Almost 90% of this ongoing portfolio is already sold out, the balance 10% being sold at a fairly good pace. And in terms of completion, this should get completed by, you know, quarter ending March 2026. You know, 2 months earlier or later is something, you know, which we can't predict with absolute precision at this stage, but, you know, our guidance and our endeavor is that we complete these entire portfolio, the entire block by March 2026. This block of 17 million square foot has a revenue potential of 12,000 crores. So which means substantial collections and even more revenue recognition, you know, since it's done on a completed contract basis, should happen by March 2026. So that's on the ongoing portfolio. But if we talk of the forthcoming portfolio, which is, you know, even more exciting, this is almost now stands at about 28.4 million square foot. The portfolio gives us enough comfort and inventory to grow at a good pace over the next, you know, few years to come. If I was to break down this forthcoming portfolio of about 28 odd million square foot, bulk of it is in our three prime, you know, strategic locations. Sector 71, which is on the southern peripheral road, is the most strategic and the most prime location within our portfolio, in which now we have 12 million square foot. A lot of you who are seeing us over the last 1 or 2 years, you know, we've been talking about this acquisition, but, you know, we reported a couple of, you know, joint development agreements getting registered last week. So this entire 12 million square foot is majorly owned by us, and there is a small portion which is now held in the form of JDAs, is all, you know, is almost kind of, you know, now coming towards the completion. Besides that, we have about close to 7 million square foot, which is in the Sona belt, Sona elevated corridor, which we usually use it in our sort of, you know, communications. That's another strategic location where we've been selling a lot of products in the past. And about 3 million odd square foot is on the northern peripheral road, which is the Dwarka Expressway, you know, expected to be flagged off sometime soon, the Gurgaon portion of it. So if you add up these three primary locations of the company, 12 million in Sector 71, about 7 odd million in Sona Elevated Corridor, and about 3 million on the Dwarka Expressway, adds up to a little more than 22 million square foot. The balance 6 million square foot is held across, you know, multiple locations, and you know, that's also in our core area, which is the Gurgaon and Sona and nearby regions. If we look at the GMV for this entire portfolio, you know, that will be upwards of 35,000 crores. So that gives us a lot of comfort that, you know, on a continuous basis for the next 3 to 4 years, we'll continue to create more supply, and we are fairly hopeful that, you know, the upward trend in the housing market, you know, is here to stay. So we are fairly comfortable with our land position, you know, land inventory, so to say, in the company at this point in time. As far as completions are concerned, we expect a lot of completions to take place during this coming calendar year. On the basis of the completions which happened over this 9 months, there are a couple of interesting points to be noted. So we completed, we've recognized a revenue of about 519 odd crores, in which 60% of the recognition has come from the mid-income projects, mid-income housing projects, and about 40% has come from affordable, you know, homes. On a weighted average basis, we've reported an adjusted gross margin of about close to 32 odd percent. Margins on the mid-income side are, you know, so if you look at the trend, as we are doing more completions on the mid-income side, as the proportion of mid-income completions is improving, our gross margin percentages are going up, because on the mid-income side, the margins tend to be good. Or rather, I would say better. However, AHP also is profitable, and our GP margins have usually, you know, varied in that 23 to 24 odd percent level. Whereas on the mid-income side, you know, they've tend to cross 35% in the past. Also, to add on, while we are witnessing all of this growth, you know, both on sales, collections, we've managed to, you know, put together a fairly robust sort of, you know, forthcoming inventory on the land side. We've stayed fairly disciplined on the debt aspect, of the balance sheet. So our net debt is above just 840 odd crores. This stays within our guidance that we will keep our net debt lower than 1x of the operating surplus. So within 9 months itself, we've created an operating surplus of about 756 odd crores. The net debt as of today stands at about 843 crores. During this 9 month period, we've done fair bit of investment on the land side. And hence net debt number has gone up a little, but that's because a lot of investments have gone in sector 71 primarily, which is going to be a very strategic location for us on a going forward basis. Just to add on, as an estimate, if we were to talk of this 3100 odd crores of sales which the company has done, we anticipate that the embedded or implicit EBITDA margin on this sales which has been done is upwards of 30%. As per our estimates, it's actually closer to 32 odd percent of embedded EBITDA, which we are earning on these sales. And while I agree that accounting tends to be, a little confusing to me personally, but yes, I think if you'll, look at our estimates on the embedded EBITDA being earned on the sales, or if you look at the operating surplus, which is almost stands at about 35% of collections, which is again about 756 odd crores. These two parameters or yardsticks, are critical for understanding, a development company, which uses complete contract method of accounting. So with that, I would broadly, leave it to the floor for any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. If you could just tell us about the upcoming launches which are planning around Dwarka Expressway and especially around Sector 71. If you could give us a flavor of what are the sort of ticket sizes and what sort of product and what is going to be your sales strategy for these projects, and also how would you want to phase out these launches? That is the first question.
So, Aditya, thanks for the question. So, our next two launches are of group housing projects. The first one in line is on the Northern Peripheral Road. This is about 2.7 million square foot of group housing being launched. We are just awaiting the final, stage approvals before we launch this project. As you are aware that, we have a massive sort of, distribution at play. There are hundreds of, channel partners who are associated with us, and there's almost like 150, sales members which are within the company. So with this massive sort of, sales sort of or distribution strength, we are fairly confident of a good response and a good outreach, of these projects. So that's the first project which is going to come up sometime soon. Immediately thereafter, we are readying our second project, which is on the Southern Peripheral Road in Sector 71. This is again going to be another group housing project to be launched by the company.
Sure. And also, in the beginning, Pradeep Ji in his opening remarks alluded to the Gurgaon market and how it is now pretty hot. Could you also help us understand the recent infrastructure developments or the infrastructure which is going to come up in various belts in that area, how it will or maybe already has had a positive impact on the property prices in and around that area? If you could just help us understand that.
So, Adhidev, effectively, if you look at the entire last decade, Gurgaon has really seen a lot of changes, both in terms of physical and social infrastructure. If you talk of the physical infrastructure, there've been good highway development, which has been driven a lot by NHAI, and the local authorities. So whether it's the Golf Course Road or the Sohna Elevated Corridor or this new elevated Dwarka Expressway, which is now getting opened, and so many other interlinkages between these highways have happened. So that's on the hard infrastructure side. But more importantly, a lot of growth has happened on the social infrastructure. So whether it be the best-in-class schools in the entire NCR region or healthcare facilities or retail spots. So that's what's created a lot of buzz around Gurgaon and has prompted a lot of people, especially from Delhi or South Delhi or affluent places in Delhi, to move towards Gurgaon. In parallel, if you really look at the housing growth over the last decade, enough homes weren't built in Gurgaon to the extent that demand got created. So that's why, because of this void, we see some sort of sudden price jump which has happened. Over the coming few years, we feel that demand will stay robust. Supply should be better than what it was over the last 5 to 7 years. But still, prices may go up, but at a more moderate pace. But I think Gurgaon now stands out clearly as a preferred location in the entire Delhi NCR region for a lot of families. While it tends to be a personal decision, but for a lot of families, it's quite a preferred location to stay.
Sure. Thank you. That was very helpful. I'll come back if there are more questions. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. So I have two questions. One was, eventually, I think in your opening remarks, somebody mentioned that the prices would have gone up by almost 46-odd% over the last 7-8-odd quarters, which appears to be, I mean, at least on the face of it, appears to be very, very sharp jump we've seen over the last 7-8 quarters. So given the fact that you expect the price to appreciate even further, I mean, do you see a risk wherein there could be a situation wherein some of these end users start feeling that they've already been priced out and it is no more affordable? Because I think this entire recovery cycle started because of the fact that people started feeling that it's a competitive race to the corner. But
Prem, sir, sorry to disturb you. Your audio is not that clear.
Is it better now?
Sir, it's echo. Can you use your hands-free device?
How is it now?
Yes, yes, sir, it's now.
If you could share your thoughts on, I mean, whether there's a risk of the end users priced out because we've already seen 45-46% kind of price growth, and there's this perception that the prices would keep on rising. And since the entire rally had started because of recovery, it started because of the fact that people started feeling that it's become affordable because wages have gone up and the prices have not been able to kind of keep up pace with the wage inflation. And you felt that it is possible to be able to buy a residential unit today. How do you see the sort of price appreciation that we've seen in the recent past?
So, Prem, that's a good question. And, you know, the ideal way to look at this price increase or the way we look at it is that while in last 6 to 8 quarters, the prices have risen significantly. But if you look at almost like, you know, 4 to 6 years prior to this block period, you know, you'll find that prices were almost stagnated. So it has so happened that, you know, this re-rating has happened, you know, in terms of capital values after a reasonable time. But if you look at, you know, prices over the last 6 to 7 years, you know, the rise is quite kind of moderate only. Talking of affordability, yes, if you talk of now prime areas within Gurgaon, it is more expensive, and with prices going up, you know, needless to say that yes, it is less affordable than what it was 2 years ago. But what has also happened is that, you know, with this infrastructure developments happening, there are new areas of inhabitation or, you know, choices which are being opted by customers who want more affordable homes. And a perfect example of that would be, let's say, the Sohna corridor. So while it is called, you know, Sohna as a separate, you know, sub-city, but it's just on the periphery of Gurgaon. You know, with this Sohna elevated corridor, you can actually, you know, do like a 12 to 15 minute ride and be into, you know, the prime areas of Gurgaon where there are lots of, you know, IT/ITES offices. We still continue to sell homes at these locations, which are mid-income with all sort of, you know, good specs at roughly about a crore per unit. So, you know, or 90 lakhs, or less than crore as well. So point is that if someone wants more affordable homes, yes, there are options available. They won't be at the prime locations, but there are still options which are within a drivable distance of the, you know, city center.
Sure. The second question was on cash flow and stuff.
Oh, Prem, sir, you're not audible.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So, yeah. I think you shared a sample wherein, I mean, you don't intend to kind of let the debt go beyond one time your OCF. During the year, 950 odd.
Oh, Prem, sir, there is some disconnection from your end.
So, Prem, while we can't hear you, you can email us your query. And, you know, we've done a bit of, you know, more detailed analysis of the cash which was created and the way it was spent, you know, during the year in our presentation. You could refer to that. It clearly shows on how, you know, we've collected almost close to about 2,100 odd crores of, you know, cash. The way the surplus was about 756 odd crores. And how we've, you know, spent the surplus and the IPO proceeds, you know, and how that has impacted the debt level. With current level of our ongoing and forthcoming inventory, we feel that leverage levels are, you know, fairly, you know, disciplined. And on a going forward basis, you know, we are going to stay cautious that this stays within sort of very disciplined levels. And at some stage, you know, we would want to bring even our net debt to a zero level, for which, you know, we'll talk more in times to come. But we are very cautious of the debt level in the company.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thanks everyone again. I think thanks for taking out time Monday morning. Mondays tend to be very disorienting for me because of random things. But yeah, I think thanks for your time out first thing Monday morning, and wish you a great week ahead. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you everyone. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.